Hello students. So today we'll cover the type of e-commerce logistics. As you can see, previously we have covered the logistics, how's the frequency that we are changing logistics from traditional to e-commerce logistics, what are the various methods of logistics, why the logistics is essential. So overall basic rough introduction that what we have discussed. So today is the major topic, and that this is the very interesting topic that I would request you, you guys please pay attention on this type of e-commerce logistics, because that gives you the clear picture, and you know, that gives you the overall idea how things are really working in the logistic industries. So yeah, so I hope everyone is well aware about the e-commerce logistics. If not, then I'll just reintroduce, like, you know, the e-commerce logistics is the belongs to the e-companies, like all the Amazon, Flipkart, you know, the logistic service providing for the all online companies, e-commerce, quick commerce, you know, that's logistics comes under the e-commerce logistics. Okay, that's the basic simple definitions of the things. We have seen the traditional logistics, where are the traditional logistics belongs only to heavy industries, the chemical industries, which is not related with the end customers. Okay, you know it's business to business, it's just point A to point B. But when it comes to the actual door delivery, actual the last mile delivery, then the e-commerce logistics happen, whether it's e-commerce or like Amazon, Walmart, Flipkart, whatever the key players of e-commerce, and of course quick commerce like Zepto, Blinkit. So all the e-commerce logistics, the model work. So today we'll understand the different types of e-commerce logistics, and this is the overall backbone of all the e-commerce logistics. So yes, the overall today we will cover the logistic types. There are inbound logistics, outbound logistics, reverse logistics, importance of reverse logistics, what is third party logistics, what is fourth party logistics, 3PL versus 4PL, and the overall summary we will conclude. So as you remember, even in my last topic, I have covered the point of third party logistics in the very end. You know, we have seen the reverse logistics also. So this session, this lecture, we will see, we'll deep dive in each and every vertical of the logistics, and I would request you, please pay attention of this part very, very seriously, because that gives you more detailed information on these things. So yeah, so first we'll see the logistic types. So there are different types of logistics process that involves the activities ranging from delivery goods from supplier to the final customer. So each logistics type offer a different services and considered to be the core competence of the supply chain. The tech savvy customer now have a higher degree of expectations of online businesses when it comes to faster shipment. An effective value chain consider the effectiveness of the inbound and outbound logistics element along with the overall logistic industry. So there are five major types of logistics that are being carried out by proficient company to help meet the transportations and overall the shipping requirement. Okay, so what are the main five logistic type? So yeah, these are the five logistics types. That is, one is inbound logistics, one is outbound logistics, third is reverse logistics, fourth is 3PL, that is third party logistics, and fifth is 4PL, is the four party logistics. So I'll just ask you a question. When you heard about inbound logistics, what is the word inbound logistics gives you a idea? Like any idea for what is the first impression that gives the inbound logistics? I mean, do you guys can think about yourself? I'll just give a time if you want, but just think, like, what is inbound? Any guess or something like that? So inbound is what? I mean, what is the word says, you know, in, right? In means, you know, inbound, right? So you're bringing something in your boundaries, right? That's a basic frame of word meaning of inbound. Okay, so yes, inbound logistic is the logistic chain. Let's skip. I'll just give you a framework, simple framework. Keep yourself a big warehouse in front of you. There is a big warehouse. There is one is inbound and one is outbound. Okay, so inbound logistic means bringing the manufacturing goods into the warehouse, to be honest. Okay, that's the first step of the inbound logistics. Okay, I'm bringing 10 different materials or 100 different materials from the actual manufacturer to the in my warehouses. Okay, so in this part of the logistic chain that is called inbound, what happens is first is sourcing. Okay, I have sourced, I have identified the items. Like if I want to place in my social app is like, you know, 10 different electrical items, so I will source, I'll different the vendors who is going to the provider for the headphones, for the mic, for the mouse, for the laptops and everything. So these are the 10 different vendors or multiple different vendors for sourcing. We place the orders and the vendor supplies as per their transport. Sometimes the transportation service is also provided by logistics. Okay, so that brings under into the inbound. Okay, so inbound logistic is the first step of the logistics of the today's the new logistics value chains, as also known as the receiving logistics. Like as I said, receiving, I mean in, we are bringing in. So let's say Amazon warehouse. Okay, Amazon is not creating or manufacturing any goods by themselves, right? They bring all the electrical equipments, the home storage, the all the clothes material, all the toys material from the different vendors. That is called the inbound, that is a receiving logistics. So inbound logistic refer to the movement of the goods from supplier to production, or let's say from supplier to the storage warehouses. Okay, this includes storage, this includes transportations of various product and information from the suppliers through the warehouse and further through production facilities of manufacturer from processing and production. Is it clear? I mean, inbound logistics is very simple. You know, it's a receiving end. I mean, just keep a warehouse model in front of you. Okay, so this is the first chain, that is inbound. The material and goods coming into the warehouse, coming into the production unit, that is called inbound logistics. Let's say if I'm not considering warehouse, let's say my manufacturing unit, let's say if I'm bringing some raw material, so that is the raw material which I'm bringing to my manufacturing facilities, that is called the inbound logistics. Okay, the type of goods of items that are transported through logistics flows are raw material, right? The better inbound logistics management makes the cycle and more efficient and the integrative. Okay, an excellent way to manage inbound logistics is to use automatic ordering, order fulfillment system. With this, you can be sure that it will directly impact on the organization success. So what happened is, you know, inbound logistics, we have a different way of ERP tools and everything. Okay, that gives you the data forecast and everything. So that helps the actual organization success, right? So, getting deliveries, the right deliveries on the time, okay? So that's how the inbound logistics work. So inbound logistics is all about the transportations between the companies and their suppliers, okay? The job of inbound logistics is to transfer the crude of raw material, like as I said, the crude of raw material to the respective department of the manufacturers for further processing. It's the first step within the value chain of logistics, for which it is important to seek better process flow to avoid hampering and remaining processes, right? So inbound logistic is the first, like let's say if we are the manufacturer, we want to create something. I mean, let's say we are a manufacturer of plastic bottles. So what are our inbound logistics? The raw material, the HDP grains, you know, the PET resins, the HDP granules, that are our raw material. So that raw material bringing from the factory, from the original manufacturer to our factory, that is called inbound logistics, right? So an efficient inbound logistics can make a business manufacture high quality products, save big on various costs, to drive sales. It also contribute to minimize waste of material and ensuring the right production. So, like as you said, like, you know, if you select, as we can see, we have seen one of the flow chart of the sourcing, you know. So at the very first stage, if we have identified the right quality of vendors, we'll get the proper supply of our raw material at the very right time. So that gives us a more cost efficiency in our business. Okay, so that's the overall inbound. I hope you guys are well aware about inbound. Again, I'll repeat, inbound logistic is nothing, is just to bringing the raw material. If I'm acting as a manufacturing unit, then all the raw material bringing in my factory, that is called inbound logistics. If I'm acting as a Amazon warehouse or any 3PL warehouse, so I am bringing the finishing product, like the electrical goods, the home appliances goods, the toys, the dresses, that brings under my warehouse, that is called inbound logistics. So inbound logistics, that means I am bringing some goods. If I act as a e-commerce warehouse, I'll bring the finished product to my warehouse, that is called inbound logistics. If I'm acting as a manufacturer, I'm bringing the raw material for production into my factory. Okay, that is called the inbound logistics. I hope inbound logistic part is very much cleared. Okay, so like I said, this is the one model that you have kept in front of you between, okay, so whether it is manufacturing unit or warehouse. So we have covered inbound. Okay, now material or finished product or raw material that brings under you, that comes in your place. Okay, then outbound, right? So what is the word when I say outbound? You know, what things comes in your mind? Of course, outbound, I mean, you're just putting out from your boundaries, right? That is called outbound. Okay, so what is the first step that outbound really matters? Of course, the finished product, right? So you can't give the unfinished product or unpackaged product to outbound, because that's the end destination, right? Because you're full and finally you're sending your materials to the customer or the last mile delivery, right? So outbound is the customer order, transmission, processing, selection, transportation, and customer delivery. These are the 5-6 steps which is involving the outbound. Okay, so we'll understand what is outbound in depth. Okay, so yeah, outbound logistic is the movement of finished product from production facility to the end customer. Like we have seen the inbound, from the raw material we bring in our manufacturing facilities. Let's say if we are acting as a 3PL warehouse solution for e-commerce companies, we have bring the finished product into our warehouses. Now through inbound logistic, now through outbound logistic, we have the movement of the finished product from production to the end customer. So A to B is the inbound logistic. Now we are moving B to C, right? So these goods move through warehouses further the point of the consumptions in the hand of the end users, right? This is often referred of the order fulfillment process. Okay, the outbound logistics activity are those that handle the managing, selling, transportations, and the finishing goods of the end consumers. Like if you remember, I've given you example in my first lecture, like laptop OEM manufacturer. Okay, you know, we bring 15,000 laptops. What was that? That was an inbound, right? We bring 50,000 laptops in our warehouse. Now each laptop, whenever we will get the order, we will process the shipment, we will package, we will through the barcode labeling and all the inventory planning, and then we will send it to the end customer through our outbound logistics, right? So that's the outbound logistics. I hope outbound logistics is clear. Again, I'll repeat, the inbound is the material or the finished products I'm bringing into my facility, and the outbound is the finished product I'm sending to the end consumer through outbound logistics. Okay, the outbound logistics movement referred to business shipping, delivery their product, and extra care should be taken as outbound logistics. Because see, outbound logistics is the face of your company, like, you know, how your company is very much caring about the logistics model, you know, the caring of the shipments. So that's how the outbound logistics is more important in the logistics role. So like I said, inbound and outbound logistics, the suppliers, we are bringing all the goods or raw material into our factory or our facilities. And then after finishing, after do the proper manufacturing or proper packaging, we deliver to the end customer. That is called outbound. So I hope this chain is fit in your mind, that, you know, inbound and outbound, right? So both play a vital role in the overall today's supply chain management strategy. So while the inbound logistics process might include everything from raw material, tools, outbound logistics primarily concerned with the end product ready for use customer, and both focus heavily on the transporting of goods, both, but inbound is all about receiving inside factory, while outbound is focused on the delivery to customers. Okay, so like I said, inbound and outbound both are the part of the logistics. Okay, but what is important is, you know, in bringing like in inbound logistics, you have a time, let's say some shipments are not packaged very well, you know, you have a time, like you can do some repacking in your factory. Okay, you can reassemble the things. Okay, but in outbound you don't have that freedom, right? You don't have that space, because in outbound you have to send the finished product only. Okay, so that's the major difference of inbound and outbound logistics, as you can say, right? So yes, so I hope everything is clear on this part, like, you know, inbound and outbound, these things. So what do you think, when I, let's say, I mean, we are sending 100 laptops to 100 different customers of online, what do you think, like, you know, do there are some kind of return shipments are there, let's say some dress material we have sent, there are chances, right? Like out of 100, there are 5% or 10% chances are there that, you know, the end customer don't like that shipment very well, so they say, no, we want to return that. Then what? Yes, reverse logistics. So reverse logistics is nothing but returning the goods from the end customer to the collective collection centers. Okay, now what we have seen is our facility, we have bring the raw material or finished product through inbound logistics, we have processed, and then we have sent for outbound delivery. Okay, when it's going to outbound delivery through the end customer, let's say out of 100, 10 customers are not preferred, they don't like the things, then they are doing the reverse logistics. They are doing the return shipments. Okay, so to return shipments, the customers is going to return the goods. Okay, and then that good same coming into the your facilities. Okay, so that's called as reverse logistics. So reverse logistics refer to the movement of item or goods from the end users through the supply chain and the appropriate party persons. This occurs in this event of returns of the with the product that may need servicing of repair, refurbishment, resale, recycling, recovering, and proper disposal. Okay, so what happened is, you know, most of the time reverse logistics have vertical things, like many verticals, like let's say in terms of electrical things, if things are not working, then you have to do a repair or refurbishment or resale, or let's say if it is a perishable item, you have to proper disposable. So there are multiple things in reverse logistics as well. Okay, so I hope we have covered reverse logistics well. You guys, do you agree, very well aligned on reverse logistics? Again, I'll repeat, reverse logistics is nothing but the return shipments which is coming from the end customers to back to the facilities for various reasons. Let's say things are, the product is not up to the mark, the product what they have choose is the wrong product they have choose. Okay, so there are various reasons. Okay, So up to this, we have understood inbound logistics, outbound logistics, and reverse logistics. Okay. So reverse logistics is nothing but, you know, you have to retrieve from the customer, then transport, then receive, then inspect, then sort. Okay. Now this fourth step, the fifth step of the sort, is very, very important. So in this, what happened is, like, you know, let's say if there are some items which you can resell, you can resell. There are some products which you can recycle, you can recycle. There are some products which is you cannot use, you can scrap, right? You can do for the scrap things. So these are the things that involved in the reverse logistics. Okay. Now, sold products can be returned to the manufacturer in the following scenarios. Okay. Like, as I discussed, customer no longer interested in this product, damaged goods, product recalled, warranty returns, inventory returns, reusable container packaging, reusable goods, seasonal items, and hazardous materials. Okay. So what do you think? Like, do you think that this reverse logistics is really important? Yes, like if you remember, we covered in our first lecture that reverse logistics is very important. The return, you know, the return things is that creates a good impression in front of the end customer. Okay. Of course, I mean, if I don't like the product, then I'm returning, you know. How much the customer service is providing that particular service is like let's say tomorrow, if I'm not getting a good service from Amazon, why should I go for Amazon? I'll switch to Flipkart. So there are customer repetitions are more mainly depend on this reverse logistics, the return shipments. Okay. And for this return shipment mechanism, we need a reverse logistic very, very prompt. Okay. So the rise of e-commerce has increased the need for an effective reverse logistics solutions. Online shoppers are more likely to return things since they are unsure of what they are getting. While brick and mortar returns, the rates average between 8% to 10% in e-commerce returns rates comes to an double than 20%. Like we can see, many of you guys and use Myntra. I mean, Myntra normally at present Myntra we have 20 to 25% return rates, because that is the overall site is belongs to the mainly into the dressing material, right? So dress, you might get, you have select the right size, but you at the time of delivery, you won't find that the size is not good. So yes, the returnable chances are more. And that's the area where reverse logistics play a very vital role in this thing. So, you know, and one of the USP of selling online customers, you know, easy return policy. Like I said, you know, of course, you like the product. Of course, the customer is happy. But what if not that product is not, you don't like that product? Of course, when it comes to easy return policy, then only you'll say, okay, yeah, that's good. You know, many of we have observed, like, you know, if you don't like product, we can simply get our money return very next day or something like that. So that's how the easy return policy play a vital role. Okay. Product return are the biggest and most frequency faced obstacle by most e-commerce companies. Okay, and of course, the cost associated with the return goods represent anywhere roughly around 8 to 15% of a company's top line. So companies need to have very efficient on the reverse logistics strategy in place so as not to reduce the overall profitability of the business. Okay, so what do you think? Like, you know, I mean, do I get any extra thing from my a customer? No, right? I mean, reverse logistics is totally a kind of liability of any online platform, right? Let's say, I mean, I'll just give you the example. Okay, I'm a seller of Lenovo laptops. Okay. Or any laptops. Okay, so I have sent my the entire shipments to the Amazon warehouse. So what do you think? Like, I can give charges on my order basis, right? Like, let's say if I'm a laptop sold on Amazon, that let's say whatever the percentage wise will get to Amazon, right? I won't give charge if that goes in return, right? So returning shipments is completely liability of that logistic players or the online services, right? So it's a liability for them. So when it comes to the things, they have to be ensured, like every company is ensuring that lesser to lesser we will get the return shipments, you know. Of course, I mean, you remember just whenever your return shipments rates are increasing, that's not good for any company. Every organization is focusing how to reduce in the return shipments, how reduce our cost in the reverse logistic, and that's the overall give the EBITDA a profit margin in any e-commerce or quick commerce companies. Okay, so yeah, so I hope, I mean, we have understood the inbound logistics, outbound logistics, and the reverse logistics. Okay, again, I'll repeat, the inbound logistics is nothing but the arranging raw material and the finished product bring into our facilities. And once it reached to our facilities, then it, after the finishing and after the proper packaging, it goes to the end customer. That is called the outbound logistics. And if a certain percentage customers don't like the product, then they go to the reverse logistic on the through return shipments. Okay, so what do you think, like this model that what we have been worked, do you think any manufacturer company have that kind of capacity to execute these things within his house, let's say? I mean, does a laptop manufacturer have that kind of bandwidth, or any mobile manufacturer that kind of bandwidth to manage end-to-end, micromanage of these overall logistics operations? No, right? I mean, come on. I mean, I am a manufacturer. What is my objective of manufacturing, right? My main objective is manufacturing. You know, I can produce a good product. I can produce with the best product. I can put my energy into the new innovations, the new product, and the finishing of the product, right? I won't put my energy, or rather, as a manufacturer, I don't want to put my energy into the logistics, right? So what we can do? Of course, we will outsource, right? The areas which, as a manufacturer, I have to focus on the only on the manufacturing part, then definitely we will outsource our logistics. Okay, and nowadays every organization is trying to put focus only on their manufacturing. Like take out your all the FMCG players, they only on focusing on their product, not on the logistics. So what happened? Of course, there is a new generation called third party logistics and fourth party logistics. So there are players, like if you remember in our second lecture, we have covered the logistic players in India, like DHL, like the All Cargo, Mahindra Logistics, Delivery. You know, these are the players, they are the core logistic players. This is, you manufacture the thing, we will take care of the all the logistic part. Okay, whether it is your, you know, bringing to the your end end manufacturers or deliver to the end customers, we will take care of the all the logistic things. So in that category, two category what we are going to study, one is third party logistics and the other one is fourth party logistics. Okay, I hope everything is clear. So third party logistics we will refer. Okay, so third party logistics, the word itself says third party, right? So what do you prefer, third party logistics? No, it is completely outsourced. Exactly right. So third party logistics is known as the total outsourcing operation or e-commerce logistics to a third party logistics company, who then handle everything from inventory management to deliver of the product, right? Like as I giving the example of the laptops, right? The laptop OEM wants to focus on their laptop only, right? They are not bothered about the logistics. So what they can do, they will hire a 3PL, a logistics partner, who can do the end-to-end solutions for them, okay? From inventory handling, from packaging, from distributions, from delivery to the end customers, okay? So this enables business owners to concentrate of their core competency, while a 3PL provide the efficiency managed to the order fulfillment processes, A 3PL providers take responsibility for the goods and service being shipped, which is very good for online business who want to focus on their businesses. Like I said, the manufacturer want to focus only on their product, you know, not the logistic solutions. Okay, so 3PL differ from just transporter because the transporter do not take such a responsibility. We have seen, like, you know, I mean, transporters, you know, the road transporters or whatever, they don't take responsibility. They only take responsibilities from, you know, delivering goods from A to B. They are not bother about what the inventories are carrying, what are your shipment trackings and everything. So there the 3PL or 4PL play a vital role. Okay, so 3PL logistics provide manage both outbound and inbound transportations requested in the additional to the warehousing. Like, if you remember, we have seen the inbound and outbound logistic model. So what happened is, like, let's say my warehouse is there, third party logistic warehouse. Okay, let's say any company, DHL, All Cargo Delivery. Okay, so I'll act as a 3PL logistics. Okay, so 3PL logistics will bring the finished laptop goods, finished laptop products as a finished from the laptop OEM or laptop distributors to their warehouses. They packed everything, the shipments properly, barcode scanners and everything. Then they send for the end customers through outbound. That is how the 3PL model works. 3PL logistic company act as an the e-commerce fulfillment company. It has the roles provide the necessary service for the logistics. So as you can see the on the chart, the 3PL logistics, like, you know, the entire manufacturing goods or finished products good brings into the 3PL facilities. Then the 3PL facilities send to our customer business or home. Okay, so here 3PL facility, how things work. Do you think, like, let's say if I'm giving you example, like in 3PL facility, like the warehouses that you're showing on the chart, okay, do you think that Amazon is delivering directly goods from their big warehouse? Right? No. So the bulk quantity which is received from the supplier or from the distributor through inbound logistics, that store into the 3PL facilities. Okay, then the 3PL facilities through a sorting process, as we learned, the automation sorting process as per the pin codes, right? So 3PL facilities do a catering, the sorting process throughout the pin code, and through pin codes, each and pin codes vehicle delivered to their respective city models. Okay, like in Mumbai, we have different cities. So different cities, we have the DCs called the delivery centers. That's the actual final destinations of the delivery centers. Okay, so from delivery centers, it is delivered to the end customers at the actual door delivery. Right, I hope this is clear, right? Okay, so what service going to offered by the 3PL companies? Of course, one is FTL, that is called full truck load, and the other one is LTL, that is less than truck load, that is a freight shipping. Okay, the inventory management. Now let's discuss this point very deeply. What is FTL and what is LTL? So full truck load and LTL. Okay, let's say I want to bring I have a full truck. I have a let's say 20 feet truck or 30 feet truck, but I have a very less shipments from a manufacturer or from a distributor A. What should I do? Of course, I'll collect the other 50 suppliers at the inbound, right? Let's say, like, again, I'm bringing, this is our facility. Okay, we are looking out for the inbound logistics. Okay, now FTL and LTL. Okay, if let's say I have 10 different sourcing vendors. Okay, like let's say laptop vendors, they have given me a 50,000 laptop in one go. Of course, I'll take a full truck load, right? But let's say he has given me a less load, then what I'll do? Then I'll search the other vendor also, like let's say some the other electrical equipment, some other dress suppliers, you know, so that I can do a full truck load and less truck load. Okay, so when it comes to full truck load, I will charge shipment, like, you know, route wise, let's say point A to point B. But an LTL, we always charge on a volume basis charges. Okay, so FTL and LTL, same thing used for outbound and for inbound and outbound, but mainly it is operated for inbound. Okay, so that's how the FTL and LTL works. Then inventory management. Okay, once the bulk shipments received at your facility, you do the inventory, you do the racking and everything, kitting and customizing, picking and packing, reverse logistics as we discussed, shipping and receiving, and warehousing. So these are the seven verticals that the third party logistics are provided. Okay, I hope third party logistics is very much cleared. Okay, so if you want, I can recap. Okay, so what we have done so far is the inbound, the totally we have understand the logistic verticals. One is inbound, outbound, and the reverse logistics. And in that, we have learned 3PL logistics, why 3PL play a vital role, that manufacturer don't want to put their energy and to don't want to put their time in the logistic vertical. Hence, the very well experts in the logistic domain arise as a 3PL and 4PL. Okay. So I'm sure 3PL we have well agreed. Okay. Now similar pattern we have seen in the fourth party logistics, that is called 4PL. So fourth party logistic provide a 4PL representatives a high level of supply chain management for the customers. Okay. The 4PL actually gives the control tower view the entire supply chain ecosystems. Okay. The 4PL provides do not have any physical assets to be used for moving product. Instead, they play a consulting role in the managing of the process for their clients. Okay. And fourth party logistics will contract 3PLs, freight companies, and the other companies to deliver the necessary support. Some client consider them to be a fulfillment, consider them consulting partners based on the expertise and the arranging and the managing of the outsourced supply chain managing companies. Okay. So fourth party logistic, I'm sure you guys are a little bit confused about 3PL and 4PL, right? So 4PL is a company which can deliver, which can take the full ownership of the entire inventory planning or entire end-to-end logistic solutions. Okay, like in chart we can see whatever the manufacturing goods we have bringed in our things. So logistic companies will decide which 3PL facility has to final, then 3PL facilities will decide FTL and LTL load and the packaging and the courier deliveries. Okay, so 4PL is used by companies to outsource all of their logistics operation to the single logistic partners. Okay, the logistic providers would be responsible for managing the entire supply chain, including assessing, designing, building, running, tracking supply chain solutions for the client. Okay, 4PL logistics partner also represent a high level supply chain management for their clients. Okay, so the 4PL manages the mixture of warehouse, the shipping firms, the freight forwarders, the agent for its client, providing control tower completely 4PL solutions. Like, you know, 4PL also offer not only the country, you know, outside also country. They can, I mean, suppose you want to bring some inventories from Middle East or some inventories from Europe, that also can be catered by 4PL. Okay, so 4PL provide the coordinates to activities of 3PLs that handle various aspects of the supply chain. Okay, so I hope 3PL and 4PL we have understood. Okay, 4PL is well advanced version of logistics, which is not catering only in they are not looking only on Pan India, but they work on the international basis as well. So yes, 4PL functions at the integrations and optimization level, while 3PL may be focused on day-to-day operations. Okay, so 4PL is, they gives you the more what you can say, a strategic pivot role in your logistic model. Okay, and the main benefit of 4PL partnership is that, you know, unlike 3PL, which might be more transactional oriented and a strategic relationship focused on the offering the highest level of service for the best practices. Okay, and mainly 3PL is provide or more transactional focus only, whereas the primary 4PL relationship is into the proper strategic relationship building to the end-to-end logistic solutions. Okay, so what we think, like, you know, the business need to be considered what type of logistic is beneficial for them. Okay, so today's world, the entire business, you have to understand what kind of business model what we are preferring. Of course, when it comes to the online platforms like Amazon, Flipkart, you know, they always prefer the 3PL partners, they always prefer the 4PL partners. Okay, and why business need the logistics solutions? Of course, they want to focus only on the manufacturing side, so that logistics I can outsource through the industry experts. Okay, and this is the thing that what we have to learn, and what we controlled all the entire scenarios. Okay, so I hope everything you guys are well aware. What about the overall logistic that what we have split today? Okay, again I'll go back to the sessions, like, you know, quickly summarize. You know, today's we have learned the logistic variations, that is inbound logistics, outbound logistics, and reverse logistics. Okay, these are the three segments that what we have done. So these three segments scattered by 3PL and 4PL. Okay, again, what is inbound is something like, you know, inbound probably all the sourcing material, all the finished product we are bringing into our facilities, that process is called inbound. And after the finished product we are sending to the end customer or the end deliveries, that is called the outbound. And when the customers, some of the customers don't prefer or they want to return the shipment, so the return shipment process consider as a reverse logistics. So in reverse logistics also we have been worked that how this shipments has to be scrapped, the recycled, there are various layers that comes into the reverse logistics. Okay, that is in today's world we call the RPC, the return processing centers. Okay, whereas the fulfillment center is the complete fulfillment center, whereas RPC is return processing centers. Okay, then we understood what is 3PL and 4PL, whereas 4PL is the actual communicator for the overall logistics, and 3PL is also kind of working on the same parameters. But yes, 4PL is a little bit way ahead when it comes to 3PL, and that's how the shipment, the logistic things work. And of course, I mean, you know, to deliver all those things, the executions, if compared to 4PL and 3PL, they are both are deliverables. But yes, it depends on business to business what they want to prefer, whether they want to prefer 4PL or 3PL. That's overall the business individual choices. Otherwise, 4PL and 3PL, they are really providing a vital role in logistics industry. So yes, thank you. Thanks for the time that what we have given. And today I'm blessed, and we have learned vital verticals in logistics, and that's very, you know, it's a basic foundation of logistics, you know, like what is inbound, what is outbound, and any see this will help you when you will go actually into the solution designing, right? When you will do a proper solution model, you know, product designing. When it comes to if you want to develop a warehouse solutions, you know, that will gives you the basic framework. Okay, now what is inbound, what I have to do additional into the inbound activities, what I have to do in the outbound activities, what I have to do in the reverse logistics. So this is the basic foundations. Of course, when you will go into the proper industry, you will get to know what are the things, how the things are handling. And I'm sure, you know, along with this lectures, I would recommend you see some live some YouTube videos on logistic, how things work overall, logistic operation. Try to visit industrial logistic parks nearby your city. That will gives you a clear picture. Talk with many transporters, you know, that will gives you the real insights of the things. Okay, thank you.